Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, before we dive off into this wonderful episode of whether or not you should start a podcast, fall has rolled in finally, only almost November, and I am feeling good. I love it. This is one of my favorite times of the year, and I just wanted to say that. You know, I know it has nothing to do with our topic, but, you know, I'd love to know what our users' favorite time of the year is, because mine is fall. I love the fall. So,
yeah, I love the fall, especially now that I live in Texas, where it seems like summer is about 9 months long. And so when it finally starts to cool down, it's just so satisfying.
That's because summer is 9 months long in Texas.
Yeah.
In South really Texas is. Anyways. So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, today we've got a great topic. Should you start a podcast? And I'm a podcast listener. I know Tim's a podcast listener, and we obviously have a couple of podcasts. We've got obviously WP the Podcast, if you're listening to this, but Tim and I also do a weekly podcast. Would you call that a vodcast, Tim?
I'm going to call it a livecast.
Livecast. There you go. We do a live YouTube Divi chat where we, you know, discuss all things Divi.
The recording is uploaded to iTunes as a typical podcast as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can listen to it on all the things that you listen to podcasts on and stuff. But, you know, it's a livecast that we do every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central. Come check us out at the Divi chat YouTube channel and watch us live. Occasionally we'll do Facebook too. So needless to say, we're podcast advocates, and you know, lots of people are starting podcasts. Podcast is a great medium. So Tim, should you start a podcast?
I'm going to say it depends on what your goals are, what you're aspiring to do long term. I mean, simple answer, yes. Like you said, it's a great medium. Just like creating blog posts and creating YouTube videos and so forth, podcast is another medium, another source of content creation. And so it's only going to help you. But again, I think it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're aspiring to you know, teach people and create courses and do stuff like that, and you want people to consume your content, and yeah, then absolutely it's absolutely a great way to go. However, on the flip side, if you're, you know, creating websites for clients and you love that and that's all you really plan on doing, then maybe not, unless you just love to teach and kind of give back and so forth.
Or
but
talk.
Yeah, I think talk, exactly. I like to hear yourself talk. Yeah. So I think it depends on what you're trying to do, but if it's, you know, just for fun as a hobby because you enjoy it, then yes, it's easy to do. It's easy to start. Yeah, it's definitely a great thing.
Yeah. Or if you want to become famous, online famous, is easy to start. It's a relatively low barrier to entry. I mean, heck, you can start a podcast with your phone. A couple of the podcasts that I listen to, they do it on their phone while they're driving in their car. Russell Brunson is one of that comes to mind. And
yeah, I was just thinking that.
Frank Kern's another one. And they do it in their car on their way to the office, you know. And here's my thing with podcasts is you never know who you're going to connect with. You never know, first of all, whether or not you've got an audience out there. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, guess what? You probably have an audience out there because there's probably people out there that enjoy the same things you enjoy and are passionate about the same thing you're passionate about. So if you're passionate about something and you enjoy it, whether it's for fun or you have a real strategy in mind, you know, monetization strategy that can help, you know, your business, then absolutely dive off into a podcast. Because And it's a lot of fun, you know. I mean, it's pretty cool, and you know, to hang out and talk and meet people that listen to your podcast and stuff down the road. Tim and I have been lucky enough to meet several people that you know, listen to our podcast and stuff, and it's kind of cool. So,
yeah, and I get people all the time that reach out, listeners that mention, "Hey, I listen to WP the podcast," and some of them will say, "I listen to WP the podcast and Divi Chat, and had this question, blah blah blah." So. It's really rewarding hearing that. We're like, wow, people are actually listening out there. Obviously, we have analytics and we know how many downloads, streams we're getting and so forth. But connecting to a real person, a real name, saying that they listen and they enjoy it, it's very, very fulfilling, that knowing that people are getting value out of something that we're creating and putting out there.
I just realized we are pushing up on episode 400, Tim. That is kind of crazy, you know. Speaking of, should you start a podcast? Seems like yesterday we started a podcast and we're almost 400 episodes in. So that's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, with a daily podcast, it definitely stacks up quick. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right, well, tomorrow we've got another great topic. I'm going to say, to cap this podcast off, go start a podcast if you want to. It's a lot of fun and relatively easy as well. So tomorrow we've got another great topic, the first three steps for creating a WordPress product business. Tim and I gave a talk at a WordCamp recently in Orange County that kind of touched on this topic. It's on WordPress.tv. No, maybe it's not on WordPress.tv. We didn't get on there. Well, come listen to us tomorrow, and we'll tell you all about it. Until tomorrow, see you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.